Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Tuesday at 7:16:24. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Jay.
No Kevin today. Kevin's out today. Not feeling like it. He's like, you know, it's Tuesday, guys. I'm not coming in.
It's one of those days.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
Can't be expected to work.
True. Second day of the week.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
It's not the first day. It's always the day after the first day. It's, you know, have you ever done that, Steve? You know, you exercise like really hard and the next day you wake up and you're not that sore, but the day after that you're sore?
Yeah, that adds up.
Okay.
Yeah. But you got to fight through it, right?
Got to fight through it. Well, you don't have to. You just call in sick.
I guess that's true.
I mean, terrible news this morning when I saw that the Viking was on fire. I was like, what? The Viking is, for those who don't know, it's a neighborhood bar restaurant or a restaurant bar, depending on which way you go for it. And it's like in our parking lot. And I pulled in this morning and it was fine. And you know, Steve and I park our cars about 6 feet from the back wall of the Viking.
Yeah.
And I was, I get in, I'm doing my work, I look up and I see KXY4 saying, oh, the Viking restaurant and bar. Right near our studio was on fire. I look up, I'm like, what? No, I just ate there last Friday. We had the chicken Caesar. It was really good. Please don't burn down the chicken Caesar. Very upset.
Yeah.
We have our own walk-through gate to the Viking. It's a legendary place. Well, I mean, it looks like it's just the entryway, so all's well that ends well, I guess. I mean, it's not in a perfect situation, but at least it's not as bad as I thought it might get.
Right. Looks like they handled it very quickly,
the fire department. They took care of business. Well done, fellas. That was awesome. And then we're sitting here, and I go, the Viking's on fire. And Steve's like, no way. And then we're both sitting here, and I go, I wonder if we should move our vehicles. Literally 6 feet from the back wall of the Viking. Hey, it's on fire. I've known it's on fire for about 10 minutes now. Didn't think to move my truck. And then I'm like, huh, I wonder if I should. Steve, you want to go move our cars? So we walk out there, and we're like, nah, it's fine. Good job, fellas. Well done.
Yeah, they had it under control.
That's fine. Just leave it parked there. And the guy's walking past our vehicles. He walked right behind your car, and he's just looking at it, and he's like shaking his head like, what an idiot. Move your vehicle. There's a fire.
Was he looking at you or me?
He was looking at you.
Oh.
Yeah, looking at your car. Either that or he was admiring your amazing ride. Yeah, that's probably what it was. He's like, man, that Corolla. Woo, what I wouldn't give for that.
That's how most people are. Why are you laughing, Jay?
I don't know that anyone's ever said that, but I wouldn't mind meeting the person who does.
Everyone.
Man, that Corolla, what I wouldn't give.
Anyone in the history of the world
has ever said that.
That kind of hurts my soul.
Hurt your feeling a little bit? Yeah, sorry about that.
I'll get over it.
Yeah, your car didn't burn down. You're fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Imagine if we would have been that dumb and, if it would have been a terrible fire, that would be obviously horrible.
Right.
But we were the two idiots who just left our vehicles there, and we got, we probably wouldn't even have known until they knocked on the door. Hey, guys, who used to have vehicles that parked over by the Viking?
Yeah. You think they were judging us a little much there when we were just kind of staring?
Yeah.
Think they could tell?
Yes, yeah. I do, actually. The guy's parked right on top of a fire. Don't even move your vehicle. He's just that guy. Hey, at least there's no fire hydrant or anything. We weren't blocking that, so we're good.
Oh.
So if you are planning on going to the Viking for lunch, might want to call ahead. I'm not sure. I doubt they're going to be open. I don't know. It didn't look terrible, but it doesn't. You know, still, it's not great news.
Right, yeah.
Maybe they'll have a sale.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You do that all the time.
Do I do that?
Yeah. Well, I'll have a dramatic pause and say, but.
Also a great receiver.
On the other hand.
Not like that. No, it's more of like a, it's like a sharp butt.
Kevin James.
You can't say that. We're not going to do this.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Such a sharp butt. Yeah. Well, you know.
And now I can't point it out.
No, you can't.
So you think I'm a liar.
My name is
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Yeah. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hey, man.
Hey, Jay. Happy Tuesday.
Same.
Yeah. So, yesterday, obviously, was the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
We're our baseball friends.
Yep, it's, you know, a big week for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, yeah. So I have a tradition with a buddy of mine who I grew up with.
During All-Star Game week?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's specifically for the Home Run Derby.
Okay.
I used to go to his house all the time because growing up, I did not have cable.
All right. So you went to somebody else's to mooch off of them. I gotcha.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I do.
Very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Got to have a friend who's got a boat. Got to have a friend who's got cable.
That's right.
I mean, you know.
You know, I guess that doesn't really apply very much
the
nowadays.
Cable thing? Not, yeah. Not as much. No, you don't have cable now.
I do. I do. So, yeah, I used to go over there all the time when I was a kid. And
this was just simply a decision made by your family because it was too expensive or because... Yeah, there was bad things on cable. What was the, do we know the decision?
Oh, the whole cable thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was, you watch too much TV anyway.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. Yeah. It's, you know, I mean, it's up to each family to make that decision. Your dad's like, King Peter's like, there will be no cable in the kingdom.
I think that was a quote.
Something like that.
Yeah,
I imagine that's what it was.
Sounds
yeah.
very familiar.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm reliving my childhood.
There'll be no kingdom for thy peasants in the... There'll be no cable. No cable. Banish the cable.
Seems like you're talking about, like, actual cable rather than, you know, like...
the actual television, yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be too much television watching on the tube.
That's not bad.
I mean, King Peter.
It's not great, but it's not bad.
Yeah.
You're welcome. So, we didn't have cable. We didn't have call waiting. We didn't have cell phones
for
the longest time.
Wow.
We were living in the dark ages.
You guys were.
Yeah.
Staying off the grid.
Yeah.
There in Chicago.
That's right.
It's
that's
easy to
did.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, that's how we roll, man.
I mean, this was the, what year was this approximately?
Late 90s, early 2000s?
Oh, man. Like, there's not many people who didn't have cable, right, in the early 2000s.
Yeah, well.
I'm putting it on the poll. Did you have cable? Did you have cable TV, I'll say?
Yeah, I don't think we got it. Actually, I don't think we got cable until 2007.
Wow. And now it's, you just can't go back now. Now there's just way too, now you watch TV nonstop.
Yeah, I mean, do you think,
okay. Look what happened. See, you were denied it as a child.
Yep.
And now you can't get away from the television.
Tell that to King Peter.
Yeah, it's his fault.
Yep.
You know, the kingdom has ruined the man.
No, honestly, do you think you could, you know how there's always like, could you live without your cell phone? Could you, whatever. You think you could go without cable?
It's easy in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of, I like to watch a lot of sports and I'm sure there's probably ways, you know, I'm just not smart enough or, you know, patient enough to figure it out, but there's a lot of football that we like to watch in the house. There's a lot of college football that we can't normally get because, you know, the Nebraska isn't around here and, you know, there's a lot of pro football. There's tons of basketball. If I could watch all that, then maybe,
okay.
But no, not the live sports things gets us.
Yeah. You think that it's harder. It would be harder to be without cable or harder to be without a smartphone?
I mean, I think it's just being harder without the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have, like, just a normal...
I can't text my wife on cable.
Well, no, you could have a phone that was...
Not smart?
Yeah. What do you think would be harder then? If you just had, like, a...
I could probably do that.
Like a flip phone.
Yeah, I mean, I could probably do that. Like John Stockton?
Huh?
John Stockton.
He has a flip phone?
He does.
Still?
Yes.
Impressive.
Yeah. I mean, just, you know, stick to it, bro.
That's well done. Who else? There was a story about someone who just had a like a flip phone and that's all they had.
King Peter?
No, that's not right. He's very hip with the technology now.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's go.
No, it was someone like, I want to say it was someone like Charles Barkley, but it wasn't Charles Barkley. It was
famous people with flip phones. I'll Google.
Okay. Anyway.
Back to the story.
So my tradition, though, I used to go to his house, my friend, to watch the Home Run Derby every year. It was kind of our thing.
Okay.
We went to camp, day camp together during the day, and then we would watch the Home Run Derby at night.
Okay.
And our thing was always root beer and popcorn.
Root beer and popcorn during the Home Run Derby?
Yeah.
Fun.
So every year, he now lives in New York. I like live it. Here. We text each other, you know, before the Home Run Derby happens.
That's and then, awesome.
And then we usually text pictures of what we're eating. So
and is it always still root beer and popcorn?
Yes, sir.
And what kind of root beer?
Yesterday I had A&W.
Okay.
Only the finest.
Well done. Yeah. Good job on keeping the tradition alive. I love those kind of things.
Yeah, so we always do that. It's kind of, I haven't actually like communicated with him in probably a few months.
Are you normally a popcorn snack guy, but not really? Or is this like a special, super special occasion?
No, it's a special occasion.
Wow.
Home Run Derby.
Well, we had the popcorn. We just didn't have the root beer. Had I known, I would have been included in on the little fun surprise of root beer and popcorn last night. Thanks for the call.
Oh, you didn't get my text?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, my number blocked.
Yes, yes, I do.
Yeah, rightfully so.
Only after a certain time of day.
Oh!
Like 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's very hurtful.
Seems day. Rude. I know, yeah, I know.
You see, people ask me why I cry at night.
No. Well, I just was hoping to be included into your fun little tradition, and now I realize I have no business in your...
Well, you brought it upon yourself, Jay.
Yeah. Well, I kind of wanted to be included in the tradition.
Okay. Well, you can be.
Late. Do you guys do it for the game, too, or just the Home Run Derby?
Just the Home Run Derby.
No traditions for the All-Star game itself?
Maybe we should start one.
I would love that. That would be great. What day is the game? Is it Thursday or is it?
It's today.
Today. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Oh, wow.
Or, how about this? You want to start a tradition?
I do.
Okay. What do you want to do?
All-Star.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I just feel my eyes sweating thinking about being on a big old steed.
Kevin James.
My goodness.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
My goodness was the appropriate response to that. Thanks to Steve Hawk for that one. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Ooh. Extremely appropriate.
Wow.
Yeah, his first comment, maybe not so much.
Right, yeah, but the follow-up was great.
Yeah, yeah.
We will qualify you for a $5,000 Cabela's shopping spree right at the end of the audio vault here. So, Steve, prepare yourself for that.
Okay,
please,
all right.
If you don't mind. Jason Aldean on stage last night, sending out a shout-out and dedicating a song.
Well, it's also a friend of mine, so I'm going to send this next song out to him. Just goes to show you there's a lot of bull in the world, and that's kind of what this song right here was about. So this one goes out to the Prez.
Out to the Prez. Shouting out the Prez and sending out, don't try that in a small town. Not surprising. It's weird when you say, you know, my buddy, the Prez. It's a little odd, but, you know, if your buddy's your buddies.
Yeah, I guess so.
Speaking of buddies, Glenn Powell and Tom Cruise.
What did it mean to you to have Tom show up and support you at the premiere overseas?
It's the best. I mean, he's such a great friend and such a great mentor, and has just been such a special part of my life.
Have you had conversations about Top Gun 2?
I'm sure those conversations are happening, but, you know, Maverick's at the head of those.
Yeah, great answer, by the way. Mm. Maverick's at the head of those. Are you going to go see Twisters, Steve?
I don't think so. I might.
You don't like the concept? Well, you never saw the first one, right?
Yeah, I think I was too scared of it when it came out.
Yeah.
And I've just never seen it.
Yeah.
Are you making the adventure?
I think I'm going to go to the theater. My wife and I were talking about it last night. We're going to the movies maybe this weekend even.
Oh, wow. Well, hey.
Hot day. I mean, you're welcome to tag along if you want. You sneak in some root beer. We have some popcorn. We have popcorn and root beer. We start a new tradition.
Yeah, there's nothing more that I like than third wheeling, Jay.
Third wheeling on my wife's weekend birthday. It's her birthday this weekend.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. What are you getting her?
Some DJ equipment.
Hey, she got you something. I'll get to that here in just a minute. I have a present for you from my wife.
Really?
Yeah, I brought it in this morning. She went yesterday and purchased it.
Huh. On the week of her birth?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Her birthday, she bought you presents.
That seems odd.
It does, unless you're my wife.
I mean, it's very nice.
Very nice. You know what was not very nice last night? My son was sitting there, and he goes, "Oh boy, the national anthem for the home run derby." Mm-hmm. And I go, "Who sang it?" And he's not super familiar with Ingrid Andress, and he's like, "Ingrid Andress?" I was like, "Oh no." I mean, we know Ingrid Andress very well. She came to the station here when she was first starting her career. She put on, if Kevin were here, he would tell you, one of the most impressive conference room concerts ever, because she had her little keyboard, she had her sister with her, and she impressed us like crazy. Then we saw her in Nashville, and we've seen her in concert a couple of times. She's very nice, but boy, last night, I don't know what happened, but... wow.
And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Oh, man, Ingrid, I don't know. I mean, everybody's a bad day. Yeah, but that one, unfortunately for her, is going to go down in history.
Yeah.
Possibly one of the worst. I mean, she had to shut off the comments that she allowed on her social media. She basically just paused her page, you know, was like, we're going to stop.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what you got to do, right?
When something like that happens. Yeah, because obviously it's not going to be great.
Mm-hmm. For the land of the...
They couldn't even cheer. If I hadn't known that was Ingrid Andress, and somebody had just said, "Hey, this is somebody sang the national anthem," I thought somebody would be intentionally trying to sing poorly. Because I mean, it looked like she couldn't hear herself, but I don't know what was happening there, and I just felt terrible.
Yeah,
she's a nice human, but man, that was woo.
I'm sure she really appreciates you playing it.
Well, I mean, I didn't play the whole thing. In your defense, I didn't play it all.
There you go.
You're welcome, Ingrid.
Yeah, you're welcome for not playing all of it.
I think she's kind of moving away from country music a little bit, so maybe that was her exit. Maybe everybody's like, "Hey, huh? Huh? Yeah." And then there's this guy, you know. Steve, do you have a rice cooker? That's hilarious. That is the funniest question I've ever asked. Do you have a rice cooker at your house?
Jay, why ask questions you know the answer to?
Air fryer?
Somewhere.
Yeah.
In a box.
You do? Oh, okay, yeah. A lot of people keep those in the pantry, you know, because they're too big to have them sitting on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, unfortunately, you know, the company has to recall it for whatever reason. And sometimes newscasters, sometimes they mess up a little bit. Let's prove it right here. Hit it, buddy. Uh-oh.
Check your panties. About 175,000 rice. I think that was supposed to be pantries.
I couldn't warn you before I saw it, and I couldn't warn you, Eric. I'm so sorry.
About 175,000 rice and slow cookers are being recalled due to fire and electric shock hazards.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where you keep yours.
Can I say?
But
check your panties.
That's your audio vault for a Tuesday. It's the 16th day of July, 2024.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Let's do it right now. Caller 7-509-441-0999 to qualify for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I don't know. I feel like I met a Boston lady and she talked like that. It would really intimidate me.
I think you're a Minnesotan talking like that just doesn't sound that intimidating.
I have an aunt who's from Boston. And
Kevin James.
I thought that was the end of it.
That's it.
I thought he was just like, "I have an aunt that's from Boston." Thank you, Steve. Now that's it.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
No respect. You know, it's just not there. On the way, another chance to qualify for the $5,000 Cabela's Shop HP. Don't forget, you can download the app. It's free, the Coyote Country app. Just search for it. It's right there for you. You can take us with us wherever you go. Maybe on vacation to Boston. You could be listening then.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, with the bad nice.
That's okay.
Who was it that you guys were talking to, or do you not want to release who I was talking to you guys yesterday about the weird convention, the unusual convention that they went to?
Oh, I feel comfortable.
Oh, you're fine? Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, whatever.
Maybe he won't feel comfortable.
Right? We just rat him out on the air, it's fine. Yeah.
No, I mean, he seemed excited about it, and rightfully so. So, I can't even remember what exactly it was that led into this, but we were talking about something, and... Our buddy Sam.
Yeah.
He goes, something. I was with, I don't know, some relative or a friend of his or something. And blah, 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 at a pinball convention.
At a pinball convention.
Yeah. And Kevin and I looked at each other like, huh.
Like they have those.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah. And then I was thinking about it later in the day. And I was like, oh, yeah, that is kind of cool, pinball convention.
There's a lot worse ones, I'm sure.
Yeah, but also it's kind of a unique...
Very unique.
...situation, yeah.
Why were they there? Well, does somebody he knows, like, has pinball machines? Is that...
I think that was the deal, yeah.
And you can go there and see the latest pinball machine or buy or sell, I would imagine.
You know, we didn't really get into the details.
Imagine that, yeah. That's odd. You just let that one go. Maybe the story will end quicker if I don't ask questions.
Yeah, I'll have to do a follow-up today.
Yeah, yeah, that's a weird one.
But yeah, I would assume that...
Never do that.
Well, I'm doing it, Jay.
You know what happens.
Don't stop me. Yeah. Don't stop me.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Yeah, I would assume probably the latest in pinball technology and...
Well, I'm assuming this was quite a while ago because I don't know if they still do that.
Yeah.
I hope they do. I saw that we posted that up on Facebook and we got a couple of people who had been to some unusual conventions.
Yes.
Including, let's see, what was the one that I thought was... Well, obviously barbershop quartets would be a convention.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Mindy went to the International Barbershop Harmony Convention.
Try saying that 10 times.
Oof, man. That might get... I like barbershop quartets in, small doses. I just feel like if you go to a barbershop quartet convention, everybody sings everything because everybody, you know, thinks they can sing well, and they probably can. But I just feel like that they are the kind of people who are like a little bit like Warren. So it's like, you know, ordering lunch, they'd start singing it, you know. I want a cheeseburger. And then everybody starts harmonizing. I just imagine that every single thing is singing. That would be terrible.
Cheeseburger. Cheeseburger.
Right.
Bum, 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 cheeseburger.
And fries. Tupperware convention, that makes sense, of course. Yeah, I mean, I get that one.
What is that like an extreme version of those Tupperware parties?
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, it's just got to be just... Tupperware everywhere and the newest, coolest, I don't know.
The newest, coolest Tupperware?
Is that even a thing? Seems like it might be. Yeah. I don't know.
Have you ever been to a Tupperware party, Jay?
No.
Ever planned to?
I don't believe so, no.
You don't believe so?
I don't know that I'll ever be that desperate.
Desperate?
I mean, you just go buy stuff, man. Buy it. We buy the cheap stuff. When it's ruined by the dishwasher, we throw it away and we go get more.
Yeah, you don't want the latest trends, though, in Tupperware?
I don't know. There's probably cool stuff. The one that I like now, I don't even know if it's Tupperware. Sorry, Tupperware, but it's just where you can get like, I don't know, there's probably six of them, individual containers, and they just fit inside each other, you know, so they just stack up super nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the lids just flip upside down, and you can put them in there. I don't know, it's awesome. I love that. Sorry if that's not you, T-Dub. Tupperware. It's what we call Tupperware on the cool kids side.
That's the cool kids, huh?
Speaking of that, I told you that my wife got you a present.
You did mention
not
that.
Not Tupperware.
It is or it isn't?
It is not.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember what? No, it's Prime Day, so you can cancel this off your Prime list. I'm sure you were going to order this today, try to get it on sale. What were we talking about yesterday that you said, I asked you if you had one and you said no? Do you remember what it was?
Oh, she did not.
Boom. Double-ended melon baller.
I'm never going to use that.
Yes, you are. It's the last day on the planet. You're going to use this melon baller, buddy.
What am I going to do with a melon baller?
You're going to ball some melon.
I mean, I could, theoretically.
Yeah, let's go. I expect. you to buy one of those little watermelons. You love watermelon.
I do.
And then you're going to take this melon baller, and you're going to spend about 20 minutes balling the heck out of melon, and then you're going to bring it in, and you're going to surprise Kevin and I and be like, next week, we're like, hey, guys, guess what? Balls of melon. It's going to be one of our greatest days ever on the air.
Huh. So, Well, all right, first off, thank you, Denise. That's very kind.
Very nice.
Very kind, very nice. And I feel rude,
right?
Saying anything bad about it.
Because you're thinking to yourself, I'm never going to use that, and that sounds rude.
Yeah.
And it is.
Oh, boy, I'm thinking it so hard. I am really thinking it.
It's not difficult to ball the melon.
Yeah, but then you have to get the melon. It's a whole process, Jay.
I expect some balls of melon.
All right, well. The Big 99.